It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lowe.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the WCDO broadcast tonight as we are live from Bainbridge-Guilford. It's the BG Bobcats taking on the Unitego Spartans here in Week 5 of the high school football season. I want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Kickoff Show, of course, brought to you by Butler Auto Sales and Service and Rentals in Sydney. You can choose from nearly 150 vehicles on two lots right in Sydney. See them all online at butlerautosales.com. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Tim Cutting again tonight. Tim, week five already, and here we are, a matchup between BG 3-1, Unitego 2-2.
Yeah, that's absolutely incredible, and I'll tell you why, folks, because this is the old Sus-East matchup right here. Big-time rivals for many, many years in the Sus-East. And, you know, you never know what you're going to get when you get the Bobcats and the Spartans together. But both teams have a lot to play for. They're playing, trying to play for the playoffs, so they both really need to win this game. You know, they're going to do whatever they can to do that, but we'll see what happens in the next 48 minutes.
Well, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll break down this matchup even further, and if you're just tuning in, you're saying, hey, I need those Walton and Sydney updates. We're going to provide as many as we can for you tonight, folks. So between BG and Unitego here, we will also have the Walton and Unity or the Walton and Sydney score for you as often as possible. So we are your connection here tonight for all the local high school football action going on here in the Tri-Town area. We'll take a quick break. Again, it's the Butler Auto Kickoff Show. BG hosting Unitego Friday Night Lights on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
If it's time for a new truck, it's time for you to apply. No matter what kind of truck you've got in mind, we have a loan that's right for you. We'll get you a great rate, a fast decision, and personalized service without all the hassle. For a truck loan that's miles ahead, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU Banking. Easier. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. It's the Butler Auto Kickoff Show. Choose from nearly 150 vehicles on two lots in Sydney. You can see them all online anytime 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Again, Sydney and Walton tonight up the road, that game at Sydney High School. But we are down here in Bainbridge as BG hosts Unitego. So a lot of division implications here tonight, Tim. I think, you know, for these two teams, it looks like Sydney is kind of in control on this side of the division. They've, you know, run the gauntlet so far. A lot could happen tonight. They could lose to Walton. You never know. But right now, Sydney's in the driver's seat. So everyone in this division is fighting for second place. And this is how the playoffs work this year. The top two teams from each division will make pretty much what I would call a Final Four and then play each other. So if you're BG, if you're Unitego, you're DePauw Hancock, you're Walton, you're all fighting right now, at least from the looks, for that second place spot.
Yeah, they definitely are, and I'll tell you, this is a huge game because of that, because it could come down, they could end up with a tie record, you know, and that this game could be the catalyst that puts the other team, the winning team, into the playoffs. You know, it's going to be interesting, it really is. I'm really looking forward to this, the three-headed monster, we talk about him all the time, the Bobcats running game, Ives, Terzo, and Pecitone, and their quarterback is Evan Heiser, who's done a fantastic job all year long. And then you pointed out earlier that Mr. Hutala is dressed tonight, so
yes,
maybe we'll get to see him at quarterback. The last time we saw him was when he got hurt.
Back in week two, Unitego was hosting Sydney, and quarterback, the senior Noah Hutala, ran in a touchdown, came off holding his arm. And we haven't been sure the last few weeks of what his status has been. Freshman Shea Barber has done a nice job, stepped in. We did their game last Saturday, a 8-0 non-league win against Fonda Fultonville. And so now you get your senior leader back who kind of has that, touch with the offense. It's something that could go very well. All right, we're going to pause for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll have BG and Unity go live here in Bainbridge tonight on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
What is variety? Variety is from dental floss to Decon, from phone jacks to furnace filters. Variety is Village Variety in Unadilla, from baby bottles to back scratchers, mailboxes to motor oil. Village Variety in Unadilla, from party supplies to potting soil, shelving paper to shower caps. So, I ask you again, what is variety? Exactly. Village Variety in Unadilla. They have everything you're looking for and more. Village Variety, Main Street, Unadilla, 369-9444.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Well, it's a beautiful fall night here. Last September night we'll have here for high school football. The lights are on in Bainbridge. It's the BG Bobcats hosting the Unitego Spartans. Again, BG comes in 3-1. Their loss was last week at Sydney in a game that I think, Tim, you and I would agree didn't go how we expected. And Unitego comes in off a victory over Fonda Fultonville 8-0 last Saturday at home. So interested to see, can Unitego carry that momentum? Can BG bounce back after a tough loss last weekend to Sydney?
Yeah, I definitely think the Bobcats have it in their mind that, you know, they need to right the ship here, because that wasn't a normal Bobcat team that we saw against the Warriors the other night. I think they just got overwhelmed real early, and the Warriors just kept the pedal to the metal and put up a lot of points against them.
That's the thing. I mean, Sydney was really, you know, we've seen a bunch of the Sydney games. They were really clicking out all cylinders last Friday night. I mean, it just seemed like every bounce went their way, every pass that, you know, maybe got deflected went right to a receiver. It was really incredible.
Some of the nicest thrown balls that I've seen in a long time. Over on the left-hand sideline, Ryan Harris rolling to his left and just throwing an absolute beautiful touch pass, you know, and to people that we haven't been saying their names all year long, you know, it was like he spread it around so great. You know, I mean, obviously, I can't remember, was it 4 touchdowns?
He had 7 touchdowns.
Seven. He's even better.
He's got 18 touchdowns.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Through the first 4 weeks of the season and a little over 1,200 yards passing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, again, if you were hoping for Sydney and Walton tonight, we'll have as many updates as we can for you. If you're in the car, you're going out to eat or something tonight, we'll make sure we keep you updated. But for now, we're here in Bainbridge, and Unitego will kick off. Bainbridge will receive. Bainbridge Guilford is in their home navy blue uniforms, the gray tops, the navy blue helmet with the white trim, says BG in white lettering across the side. Unitego is in the road, white tops with the hunter green trim, the black pants, the white helmets with the Spartan logo on the side. And this will be Owen Reed kicking off. Again, BG will receive. They'll go left to right as we start off the first quarter here tonight under the lights at BG. Set to be a good matchup between the Bobcats and the Spartans. Little squib kick rolls up the sideline, and a flag as this one will roll out of bounds at about the 42-yard line. That's where BG will start their night, it looks like, here. Again, going left to right to start things off.
BG's very lucky right there, because Unitego kids were over there to cover that, but the ball did go out of bounds, so they'll get the ball right there.
Ball actually had a pretty wicked curve on it. And just curved out of bounds. And so BG's going to have excellent field position. And let's see exactly where they're going to spot this one, as it did kind of have a little right-hand curve to it. My eyes said it was about around the 42, but they've actually punched it up to about the 48 after the penalty for going out of bounds. So again, BG will start at midfield, starting off this contest. Here is Heiser with a man in motion, hands off to Terzo, sweeping from left to right. He's brought down in the backfield. Connor Griffin for Unitico brings him down.
Yeah, no fooling Connor Griffin on that play. He came across the line right away and made a great tackle for a loss of about one. Second down and 11 for the Bobcats.
Unitico has been through the gauntlet this season. They've already played Sydney. They've already played Green. Gave up no points last weekend against Fonda Fultonville from Section 2. So we know the defense is strong, and there's some big pieces out there, including Caden Clow, who's had a heck of a start to this season. And here is BG on a second down and 11. They'll say that Terzo lost a yard. Three wide receivers split out to the right. Heiser looks left, throws into the night sky. He's got Terzo, but it was overthrown. Good coverage there by Unitigo's David Fletcher. Third down coming up.
Yeah, that was anybody's ball, and Fletcher did a nice job to knock it out of Terzo's hand, or it's a first down completion, but incomplete. Third down and 11 for the Bobcats.
45 seconds into the first quarter. Scoreless between Unitigo and Bainbridge-Guilford. And the ball again at midfield. Bainbridge on their first possession of the night. One wide receiver split to each side. Terzo and Ives are in the backfield. Petrotoni split out as a wide receiver. Heiser rolls to his right. Now he's going to tuck it and run. Cuts back at the 40, and he's going to get the first down. Move the chains as he's brought down, coming across the 40 by Jack Andrews. But a nice run there by Heiser. The play broke down, but he took it himself.
Quarterback sweep around the end on the right side, and Heiser did a really nice job of following his lead blocker and got the first down yardage. So now they're into Unitigo territory at about the 30-yard line.
Bailed them out of
40-yard line.
Bailed them out of a third and long situation. Bobcats and Spartans scoreless in the first quarter early on. Here's Ives right up the middle. He's brought down, but not after a gain of about 4 or 5 yards. Brought down on the play there by Dane Stanton.
I didn't see, oh, thank you, because I didn't see the license plate on that truck, because
yeah.
He just put a heck of a tattoo on that young man carrying the ball. Mr. Ives stopped him for a 5-yard gain, second down and 5.
10.5 to go, first quarter. Scoreless between Unitigo and BG. It's a second and 5 for the Bobcats as they look to break the huddle. Again, the senior quarterback, Evan Heiser. He's got Garrett Ives in the backfield, who's a big bruising runner, and picked up 5 yards on first down. Petrotoni's in motion. They'll sweep him out to the left. Bounces to the outside. Unitigo trying to catch him. He spins across for the first down and to about the 25-yard line. So a first down again for BG.
Petrotoni to the left side, outside on the end, and made a nice cut, made a guy miss, and got the first down yardage. So first and 10 for the Bobcats.
Scoreless with 9:55 to go in the first quarter, and that was the play. They just couldn't quite get going last week against Sydney, and they've had some good success with it here on this first drive, especially with Petrotoni. 9:45 to go, first quarter. Here's Heiser in the shotgun, waiting for the snap. Will hand off to Terzo, sweeps to the right, gets around the edge, cuts it back to the inside before he's brought down on the play there by Jack Andrews of Unitigo.
Number 21, Jack Andrews, was a real nice tackle of Mr. Terzo, but not before he gained about 7 yards. It'll bring up second down and 3.
9:25 to go, first quarter. Scoreless between BG and Unitigo. In this first frame here tonight, we're in Bainbridge in week 5 of the high school football season. BG comes in 3-1, Unitigo 2-2. Here's Heiser in the shotgun. Two wide receivers split to the left, and he'll try a little quarterback keeper after he fakes it. Doesn't fool the Unitigo line. Breaking through was Austin Gilbertson to rip him down.
Quarterback draw kind of thing that he tried to run right there, and like Nate said, he didn't get very far. Unitigo was not fooled, and no gain on the play, third down and 3.
Owen Reed was also in on that tackle for Unitigo. 8:45 to go, first quarter. Scoreless between Unitigo and BG. A third and 4 officially for Bainbridge-Guilford. They are on their own 18, or the Unitigo 18-yard line. 50 seconds into the Walton and Sydney game, and it's 7-0 for Sydney. Just a quick update for you there. Here's BG on a 3rd and 4, and we got some movement on the line. Flags come out, and we'll see who this is against. Again, another look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Just 50 seconds in, and Sydney leads Walton 7-0. So a quick start up in Sydney tonight.
false start on the Bobcats. Going to push them back 5 more yards, and that'll bring up 3rd down and 9.
And I'm being told it was Ryan Harris to Liam Matthews for 41 yards on the second play of the game. Mm. So a quick start again for the Sydney Warriors. So a 3rd and 9. Boy, this penalty hurts BG here, Tim, with 8:20 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless.
Yeah, Bobcats were driving really nicely and everything. And granted, they're at the inside the 30-yard line right now, so they're probably going to be in 2-down territory, you know, 4-down territory. So they can get a couple here and then a couple more on the next play.
They'll go to Ives right up the gut. He's going to try to take it to the house. He's tripped up. Good for a first down. Across the 5 to the 3. He needed 9, and he got about 20.
Ives with a dive off the right side, off the tackle. Real nice block, big hole. Never got touched to the second level. First and goal to go from about the 4.
7:55 to go, first quarter, scoreless between BG and Unitigo. This is the opening drive of the game for the Bobcats. Unitigo has not had the ball yet, and BG knocking on the door. First and goal to go. I'd say they're about on the 4-yard line here. They'll hand off to the left side for Petrattoni. He's in, standing up, and touchdown for Bainbridge Guilford.
4-yard dash for Petrattoni. It looked like he was going to go right off the end, but he kicked it out to the outside and got inside for the 6 points.
So a 4-yard TD run there for Nick Petrattoni, and a much better start here this Friday night than last Friday night for the BG Bobcats. They currently lead Unitigo 6-0, 7:35 to go in the first quarter. Looks like they'll go for 2. And here is Heiser in the shotgun. And he will hand this one off to Garrett Ives, who tries to bull his way forward. Doesn't get it, though. So the two-point conversion is no good. 7:35 to go, first quarter. BG leads Unitigo 6-0. Spartans will have the ball when we come back on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. 7:35 to go, first quarter. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Nick Petrattoni finds pay dirt for BG on their opening drive of the game. Two-point conversion was no good, so it's BG 6 and Unitigo nothing. And again, our score from up in Sydney. It's Sydney scoring on the second play of the game against Walton for a 7-0 lead. Sydney over Walton in that game.
Incredible combination, Harris to Liam Matthews, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's one that we'll be saying, I think, the rest of the season for sure, as they have just really had a good connection. So a flag here as BG kicks off to Unitigo. Ball sails out of bounds. Not sure if he meant to try to kick that one deep or not. Was a line drive, but went right out of bounds at about the 20-yard line.
Well, in baseball, that would have been a triple.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, there's no doubt about it.
7:35 to go, first quarter. BG leads Unitigo 6-0. First chance with the ball tonight on offense for Unitigo. So after the penalty for it going out of bounds, it will be the Spartans' ball at their own 35. And so Spartans will be going right to left. First chance with the ball tonight, and we'll see who comes out. It will be Noah Hotala, the senior quarterback who's been out since week 2, injured himself on a touchdown run against Sydney in week 2 in the first half. So we'll see how Hotala bounces back here. Little quarterback keeper for Hotala to the outside on a first and 10. Good for about 2 yards, maybe 3, to the right wing side.
Little play action type look, but he just kept the ball, went around the right end, and gained, like Nate said, about 4 or 5. We'll bring up second down and a long 5.
So a good run there by Hotala. Thought the line of BG really bit on that one, so it allowed him to pick up a couple extra yards on the outside. 7:05 to go, first quarter. 6-0 lead for BG over Unitigo. This will be a 2nd and 5 for the Spartans. Ball at their own 40 as they approach midfield going right to left. And boy, that line is packed in there tight as they like to run in between the hash marks. They'll hand it off here to Rose on a 2nd down. He's good for the 1st down up to midfield for Derek Rose. went to his right, cut back to his left, and gets tackled in the middle of the field.
And as I say it all the time, when you play Unitico, it's like you're watching a blackjack dealer, because Hotel turns his back to the defense and just sits there, and he's got backs zipping each way, and you never really know who has the ball. But Rose with a nice run gets the first down, and the ball's just on the Unitico 49.
6:35 to go, first quarter. Unitico with their first possession of the night. They trail BG 6-0. And up the road in Sydney, it's Sydney with a 7-0 lead over Walton. Both games in the first quarter. Waiting for the snap here on a first and 10. They'll go to Caden Clow. Cuts to the outside. Now cuts back to the 40. Down to the 35 before he's tackled by Petrotoni. Another first down on a 15-yard gain on the first carry of the night for Caden Clow.
Good thing number 24, Petrotoni, was there, because it looked like he had a lot more room to go. Might have been a 6-point saving tackle right there.
Yeah, he was getting up a full head of steam. Petrotoni was almost the last line of defense and was able to take him out. So another first down for Unitego with 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's BG leading Unitego 6-0 under the lights here tonight in Bainbridge. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO. Here is Hotala under center. Will hand it off to Connor Griffin. He submarines his way up the middle. BG can't quite catch up to him. Going to be good for another first down, it looks like, across the 25, tackled at the 20. And again, just really hard to know where that ball is when they hand it off to him.
Yeah, definitely. I almost think you have to say to the linebackers, tackle any back that comes out of the field, because there's a good chance he's got the ball, and it's so hard to tell.
Clock is moving down to 5.5 to go in the first quarter. It's BG 6, Unitego nothing. I know a big emphasis for BG this week was trying to have control of this line, really practicing that. But Unitego dominant here on their first drive of the night. They'll have a little pitch to the right side here for Rose. Cuts back to the middle. Good for about 5 yards. Heiser on the tackle for Bainbridge Guilford, as well as Zach Ladd.
Real nice job by the lineman on that side, on the right-hand side, guarding the tackle, made the little hole for the crease for Rose, and Rose got 5 yards. It'll bring up second down and 5.
4:55 to go, first quarter, 6-0 lead for Bainbridge Guilford over Unitego, but the Spartans are driving. They'll come out of the huddle here, and this is a fast-moving first quarter. Tim, BG had the ball once they scored. Now Unitego eating some clock on this drive as they have it down to the BG 15-yard line. Here's Hotala as the line gets set. Pitches to Clow. Cuts back from right to left. Zips up the middle. Hotala down to the 5 before he's tackled by Heiser. And another first down here for Unitego. They're having a lot of success running the ball.
Yeah, they are. They definitely are. They're making really nice blocks right at the point of the attack. And the running backs are doing a fantastic job with inside the hole. They get to that second level, they make a guy miss, and they're getting the extra yards.
BG with a 6-0 lead over Unitego. 4:15 to go, first quarter. Our score update from Sydney is Sydney still leading Walton 7-0 in the first quarter of that contest. First and goal here for Unitego as they have the ball down to the BG 5-yard line. Here's Hotala. He's in the shotgun. Hands off Connor Griffin right up the middle into the end zone for a Unitego touchdown to tie this game up 6-6.
Okay, real nice drive by the Spartans to answer the 6 points put on the board by the Bobcats. Let's see if they can put the extra point on here.
So a 5-yard TD run for Connor Griffin. He had the lone score for Unitego last week in their 8-0 win over Fonda Fultonville. And so now we're tied up 6-6 with 3:55 to go in the first quarter. Looks like Unitego will go for two. And what a difference having Hotala in there. You can just tell he's got command of this offense. And the guys really respect him in there. Here's Hotala in the shotgun as Unitego goes for two. He's going to hand off to Connor Griffin. And again, just on his feet into the back of the end zone, Unitego with an 8-6 lead. The two-point conversion is good. 3:57 to go, first quarter. We'll step away. Again, our score, Unitego 8, BG 6. We'll be right back on WCDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, both teams with one possession each. Both teams have scored. 3:57 to go in the first quarter. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO. It's Unitego on the road, leading Bainbridge Guilford 8-6. And Unitego will kick off.
Now, the first time they kicked off, they had the weirdest bounce I've ever seen in my life. It went 90 degrees to the right.
It was very weird. So we'll see what Owen Reed dials up this time. A little bit more of a line drive here at the 30, fielded by Terzo at about the 27, and he's immediately tackled there by Connor Griffin, as well as about three or four other Unitego Spartans, including Jack Andrews. Maybe good for 1 or 2 yards on the return. That's where BG will start things off at about their own 31-yard line.
Real nice coverage by the Bobcat, or excuse me, by the Spartans on that play. Terzo had nowhere to go.
3:52 to go, first quarter. 8-6 is the score. Unitego scoring on their first drive after they trailed 6-0. So it's Unitego 8 and BG 6. Here's BG on their second possession of the night. Three wide receivers split to the right. Here is Heiser, fakes a handoff, rolls to his left, wants to throw, passes complete to Terzo, but good for only about 3 yards before he steps out of bounds. So second down and short coming up.
Little back in the flat kind of play. Nice little gain on first down, brings up second down and a long seven.
So 3:45 to go in this first quarter. I think they're actually going to say he got 5 yards. Didn't look like 5 yards there, but ball is up to about the 36-yard line here. So BG gets the play coming in from the sideline. On a crisp fall night here in Bainbridge, definitely feels like football weather, Tim.
Yeah, it definitely does. It's been, you know, been so warm and everything, and now we're starting to get into the fall season and getting a little cooler nights and everything. Kind of like it.
Here is Heiser in the shotgun on a 2nd and 5. Wants to throw deep. Good coverage by Unitego. They tried to go deep to Petrotoni. It sailed over everybody's head, incomplete.
Yeah, real nice play right there. I'm trying to wait to see the number of the defensive back, but he had fantastic position.
Yeah, it looked like Derek Rose for Unitego.
Rose, and it was almost like Petrotoni became the defender.
Rose and Andrews at the cornerback positions for Unitego have been tremendous in each of the games that I've seen them. 7-6 is the score update from Sydney and Walton. 3 minutes left in the first quarter up there, so Walton marches down and scores. So big comeback there in the Warriors versus Warriors battle tonight up in Sydney. Here's Heiser, rolls out to his right, wants to throw on the run, complete to Petrotoni, going to be close to a first down, keeps it going, and they're going to say he stepped out of bounds at about the 45, but moved the chains here. Good job by Nick Petrotoni on that second effort.
Yeah, real nice job, because he was doing a little tap dance on the sideline right there, but he did get the first down, and we'll continue the drive for the Bobcats.
3.5 to go, first quarter. Unitego 8, BG 6. BG with the ball going left to right at the 45-yard line. Here's Heiser in the shotgun. Has Hayden Burns split out to the left side at wide receiver. They'll hand off to Terzo. Fumble. No, they'll actually hand one back off there to Petrotoni. Sprints out to the left side. Good. Across the 40 to the 35. Good for a first down as he's tackled at about the 30-yard line. It looked like Terzo was going to fumble that one. Petrotoni scooped it up, took off the other way. Good to move the chains again.
He was in the right place at the right time. I think the play was designed to be a reverse to Petrotoni, and it kind of got broke up because of the fumble by Terzo, but it went right to Petrotoni, and he got a first down carry.
Another update is that Sydney has already answered back against Walton with 2:50 to go in the first quarter. We'll get an update on that in just a moment. With 2:45 to go here in this first quarter, Unitego leads 8-6, but BG marching again. And so here is Heiser again in the shotgun for Bainbridge Guilford as they go left to right. Here's the snap. Drops back, throws across, passes complete, and it's going to be very close to a first down at the 20-yard line as Gabe Sherman hauls that one in for the Bobcats.
Gabe Sherman with a little slant pattern off the on the right-hand side and a perfectly thrown ball by Heiser right in his hands. Good for first down inside the 20.
Have not seen much of that so far this season from BG. Nice little slant, as you said, Tim. So moving the ball well here. One of these defenses is going to have to step up and make a stop. 2:10 to go, first quarter, 8-6. Oh, we are told it was a Liam Matthews kickoff return, and Sydney leads 13-6 now. As BG here on a 1st and 10, they'll drive it up the center of the field here. A little quarterback keeper for Evan Heiser, but he's brought down by the Unitego line. In on the tackle there was John Jordan.
Yeah, real nice play by John Jordan. Otherwise, that might have been 6 points for the Bobcats. Bring up second down and a long five.
Minute 40 to go, first quarter. 8-6 the score. Unitico on top of BG, but the Bobcats driving once again with a minute and a half to go in this first frame. Here is Heiser in the shotgun. Two wide receivers, including Petrattoni, split out to the right. They'll hand off to Terzo, tries to cut back, but Owen Reed says no, rips him down on a second and five, and maybe a gain of one on the play, but probably a loss.
Yeah, real nice play by Mr. Reed right there. Just grabbed right a hold of him and would not let him go. Took him down and behind the line of scrimmage, a loss of a yard. Bring up third down and seven, actually.
81-yard kickoff return for Liam Matthews. Extra point was no good, so 3 minutes left in the first quarter. 13-6, Sydney on top of Walton.
And that's the first missed field or extra point by Mike Mazzarella in 11 attempts.
Very true. Heiser here on a third and seven, complete to Hayden Burns, in for a BG touchdown. On a third and seven, the Bobcats find the back of the end zone.
They use that little right slant in pattern and hit Burns right in the numbers, and 6 points for the Bobcats.
Hayden Burns with a big reception and had to pick up a few extra yards after the catch. So Burns from Heiser, and it's 12-8. So that was about a 10-yard TD catch there. And we'll see what BG decides to do here, the extra point, or if they'll go for two. Looks like they'll go for two with 45 seconds to go.
Yeah, I think they want to redeem themselves from the first one because that didn't go anywhere.
Petrattoni is going to be split out to the right side. Garrett Ives and Terzo in the backfield. Heiser's in the shotgun. 45 seconds to go, first quarter. BG going for two. Heiser wants to throw, and it's into the back of the end zone. A juggling catch by Petrattoni. It's good for two.
Looked like it was one-handed for the first part of it, but then I saw the ball bobbling in the air, but he did grab it for two more points.
14-8 with 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. We'll step away and be right back as BG leads Unitigo here on WCDO.
Gilbert Plumbing and Heating at Gilbertsville is a proud sponsor of local high school sports on WCDO. GPH has been serving the Tri-County area for over 25 years. They offer full service for residential or commercial heating, plumbing, or septic issues. They have 24/7 emergency service too. Need something fixed in the middle of the night? Call GPH and you get a real local person. That's the GPH difference. They also offer service contracts so you have peace of mind. Call Gilbert Plumbing and Heating today at 783-2289. That's 783-2289. Find them on Facebook or online at gilbertph.com.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
45 seconds to go in the first quarter. It is BG 14, Unitigo 8, as BG will kick off. And it's going to be a little squib kick, almost looking like they're attempting the onside. Unitigo recovers at their own 45. Good job there by Unitigo to just fall on that one. Looked like was J.D. Stockert who was able to scoop it up.
J.D. Stockert with a real nice play. He started to go backwards and realized the ball was coming to him, so he stopped, fell on the ball. No return, but they keep possession.
Up the road in Sydney, it is the Sydney Warriors leading the Walton Warriors 13-6. Late in the first quarter there, Liam Matthews with two touchdowns already tonight for Sydney, including an 81-yard kickoff return. That'll drive coaches nuts, I'm sure. So
two touchdowns in three plays.
Yeah, that's his calling card right there. He is amazingly fast, that kid. And here is Noah Hotala on a first and 10 for Unitigo. Bulls his way for about 7 yards to midfield for the Spartans before he is brought down. Alan Terzo and Garrett Ives in on the tackle for BG. 30 seconds to go first quarter here. It's BG 14, Unitigo 8.
So glad to see Hutala back in playing for the Spartans because he's the catalyst that drives this team, and he's doing a great job, and he's finishing off runs. It's really nice to see him back out there.
Looks like the Spartans will get one last play in the first quarter. 15 seconds left. Clock is moving. And we'll see as Hotala comes up to the line. Clock is down to 8, down to 7 as it continues to move. They'll hand off here to Caden Clow on a 2nd and 3, runs to the outside, bulls the pile forward across the 45 into BG territory, and that's good for a first down and the end of the first quarter with the score BG 14, Unitigo 8. The Spartans are driving once again, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen & Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Started the second quarter, BG 14, Unitigo 8. End of the first quarter in Sydney. It's Sydney leading Walton 13-6. And so Unitigo, with the ball, will switch ends of the field. So the Spartans are now going left to right. They're in BG territory after a good first down run by Caden Clow. And the ball is at the 44-yard line. I noticed at the end of that tackle when Clow got taken down, there was a little pushing and shoving there. So the good old rivalry showing its head here tonight. They'll hand off Connor Griffin on a first down. Bulls forward across the 35. Good for the first down. And he had a full head of steam there and couldn't be stopped.
Griffin with a really nice run right there. Got to the first down sticks and then just put his head down and got a couple more. First and 10 for the Spartans inside the 35.
Tim, both teams' offense is really moving the ball well here tonight. Be interested to see what defensive adjustments both teams will make.
Yeah, there's definitely going to have to be some because, again, in this type of a game, it's who's going to stop who first, and we'll see what happens in the next 11 minutes to go.
BG 14, Unitigo 8, early second quarter tonight in Bainbridge. They'll hand off Connor Griffin. He got tripped up at the line as the block kind of broke down in front of him. Dives forward for maybe a gain of two.
Connor Griffin really did a nice job to get back to the line of scrimmage. I mean, it looked like he was going to get tackled for a loss, but he did get it a little bit there, so they're giving him one. Be second down and 9.
1 minute gone in the second quarter. Again, 14-8. BG on top of Unitigo, but the Spartans moving the ball well as they break the huddle. This fast-moving contest between the Spartans and the Bobcats. We'll have a little bit longer of a halftime show tonight, brought to you by Marabito Energy Products, homecoming here at BG, so we'll have a little extra time to talk things over, break this one down. A little reverse to Caden Clow now on the left side, and he'll run through some traffic before he's brought down right at the first down marker near the 25-yard line.
I thought you were going to say I could go get a hot dog.
Well, you can, too. Just the rule is you got to bring two back,
yeah,
I guess.
I know. I'll make sure. I'll bring it back for the whole press box.
Always good to have a BG hot dog when you're here. And in a game like this, we're going to need that energy to keep up with it. It's back and forth. And we're keeping an eye on the Sydney game as well.
Yeah, face mask at the end of that play, so that's going to add another 15 yards on top of that the final there. So let's see where they end up. Bobcats are going to take a timeout.
So BG will take a timeout. We'll see where the ball is spotted. Tough penalty there for BG. 10:39 to go, second quarter. BG 14, Unitigo 8. Spartans on the march again. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. We always appreciate our listeners on the stream. Jim Tomeo's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Always appreciate all the hard work that Jim puts in. BG leads 14-8. 10:39 to go in the second quarter, but after a face mask penalty, this is pretty much a first and 10 and goal to go here for Unitico. They have the ball at the 11-yard line. They hand off Caden Clow, cuts back from left to right, tries to bounce it inside, continues to push the pile forward. Clow just so big, strong, and powerful across the five, and it's going to be second and goal coming up here for the Spartans.
I'm going to say he was carrying two of his own men and three of the BG Bobcats for the rest of that carry. Didn't quite get the first down by the marker, but it'll bring up second down and one.
And Tommy Palmatier was in there, who's probably BG's best guy on the line, and Clow was continuing to drag him along. So tough running there by Unitigo's Caden Clow. 10 minutes to go, second quarter. Unitigo trying to tie this game up, maybe retake the lead as they get set here on a second and one. Hotala barking signals out at the line as he is under center. Hotala will pitch this one back to Caden Clow. Dives forward. I don't think he got it here. Going to be very close. See where the spot is.
Yeah, that's good eyes, Nate. I'm thinking that he's calling a third down.
Yeah, third down. Great work by that side of the line with Tommy Palmatier, who's holding his hand, I might know.
Yeah, I did. I noticed that. I was just going to say that. I just noticed that he's bent over holding it. So he's definitely a little bit of pain.
That would be a big loss if BG was to lose him. He appears to be okay. Just maybe got a quick stinger on there, got a helmet to the hand, something along those lines. We'll hope that he's all right. 9:10 to go, second quarter. BG leads Unitigo 14-8. Third and one, third and goal here as they go back to Connor Griffin. Pushes the pile, and he is, let's see, in. There's the official signal. Touchdown, Unitigo, with 8:59 to go in the second quarter. Connor Griffin, his second of the night.
Yeah, real nice little play right there on third down. Just ran it right off the guard and center gap on the left-hand side, and Griffin took it into the house for six.
So Connor Griffin, a one-yard TD run. Ties this game up 14-14 with 8:59 to go in the second quarter. We'll see if BG can hold or if Unitigo can retake the lead. Nice crowd here tonight at Bainbridge. I was just noticing, Tim, as homecoming and just a good rivalry game. And a lot of fans, I'm sure, wanted to come out for this one. Unitigo always travels well.
I always get a kick out of the people that stand on the fence.
Me too.
You know, because it's like, you've got seats in these nice bleachers and everything. They're standing for the whole game.
Two-point conversion is good. There was a quick little fumble. Hotala scooped it back up and then was able to pitch it over in time to Derek Rose, who runs it in for two, 16-14.
Well, I was just going to say, a lot of times when that happens, the tackle lanes get broken down and everything because they're going to grab the ball, and then all of a sudden an athlete like Hotala picks it up and just walks into the end zone for the two-point conversion.
We'll step away for 30 seconds. 9 minutes to go in the second quarter. 16-14 the score. We'll have a Sydney and Walton update when we come back. Unitigo retakes the lead over BG here on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 16-14 the score as Unitigo gets another Connor Griffin touchdown to retake the lead. The kickoff here is fielded by Hayden Burns. BG is going to take over at about the 36-yard line in their own territory. And we're told that it is 13-12, Sydney over Walton. Dylan Jacob to Cody Ray for a 4-yard touchdown. About 8 minutes to go until halftime there. So Walton hanging tough with Sydney.
Sounds like we have the same type of game in Sydney as we have here. The defenses haven't been able to stop each other.
So Walton finding ways to score against Sydney tonight. So here on a first and 10 is a handoff to Garrett Ives. A little 360 spin, good for 10 yards. Out across the 45, tackled at the 47 by the Spartans.
That was so funny because the guy wasn't there. He just did it like it was, you know, oh, I'm just going to spin. You know, so he did it and got a first down carry by doing it. So nice play. Brings the ball to the 37. Sorry about that.
Oh, this will be out at about the, this will be about the 47-yard line, yeah?
Oh, well.
That's broadcaster math for you, right?
Yep.
I do it all the time.
I'm like, what the heck am I looking at?
8:25 to go, second quarter. Here is Heiser in the shotgun. He's going to have a little QB keeper, runs it right up the middle, but he's met there by the Unitigo D-line. Good push by Austin Gilbertson to bring him down.
Yeah, number 77 and number 80 for the Unitigo Spartans was real nice. Hold their ground right there. Gave him about 1 yard. It would be a long second and nine.
8 minutes to go, second quarter here in Bainbridge. It's Unitigo 16, BG 14. And again, our update from up the road, Sydney leads Walton 13-12. So two good games here locally tonight. If you're a football fan, I'm wondering if maybe there's some people that are bouncing back and forth trying to catch a half here, a half there. You never know.
You could be right. The casual fan, and then also somebody that might be trying to scout both of them.
Very true.
You know, both games or whatever.
Looks like we might have a timeout taken here by Bainbridge Guilford. We do. 7.5 to go in the second quarter, 16-14. Unitigo on top of BG. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 7.5 to go, second quarter. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO. Also our web stream, WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Out of the timeout, this will be a 2nd and 8. Evan Heiser wants the pass. He's going to try to go long. He's got Petrattoni, catches it in stride at the 20, and he's into the back of the end zone for a BG touchdown.
What a great pass and catch right there by Heiser and Petrattoni. And I'll tell you what, that's something that we saw last week happen, the same thing. He got tackled shy of the goal line, but that's how BG scored. But then they never went back to that play. So let's see if they go to that play again later in the game.
About a 50-yard bomb there from Heiser to Petrattoni, and BG leads 20-16. Looked like they just caught Unitigo napping a little bit there, and BG will go for two. And Petrattoni, you get that ball to him in stride, you're not going to catch him. He's just too fast. Heiser in the shotgun as they look to go for two. Heiser drops back, wants to throw, throws a fade to the far side of the end zone for Hayden Burns, and it's good. A catch there makes it 22-16. What a drive there from BG, and a great-looking ball from Heiser to Burns to cap it off with the two-point conversion. 7:24 to go, second quarter. BG 22, Unitigo 16. We'll be back on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kirk also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business. Professional quality work at reasonable prices. Call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, it's an old-fashioned shootout here between BG and Unitigo. BG throws a 50-yard touchdown bomb from Heiser to Petrattoni, caught it in stride at the 20, and the legs did the rest of the work. Again, BG leads Unitigo 22-16 with 7:25 to go in the second quarter. Our last update is Sydney 13 and Walton 12 in that contest tonight up in Sydney.
And no extra points for Walton, and that's, you know, they'd be leading the game.
Yeah, very true. It's special teams in that game could play a big difference, much like it could in this one, as Heiser with a line drive kick that goes right through the wickets there on the far side of Unitigo. Couldn't quite see who was trying to field that ball, but out of bounds. Looks like there's actually going to be some sort of a penalty here on BG as well.
Yeah, I didn't catch that, but they are spotting the ball at the 35 because the ball went out of bounds. So
ball. So there was something there against BG, and I didn't quite catch that one. Apologize, folks, but 7:23 to go, second quarter. Unitigo has scored on their first two drives. BG has scored on their first three drives. So it's been kind of back and forth here. Let's see if Unitigo can answer the call once again. Going left to right, starting on their own 35. Here is Hotala. Will hand one off. Trying to run up the middle is Rose. Nowhere to go. Jacob Heath was there to bring him down, as well as Terzo. And again, Derek Rose had nowhere to go.
Yeah, Derek Rose ran into number 9 and number 10 on that play and lost about 2 yards. It'll bring up second down and 12.
BG 22 and Unitigo 16 with 6:55 to go in the second quarter. Again, our Walton and Sydney update. Sydney leads 13-12. Unitigo with the ball on a second and 11. Here's Hotala under center. Boy, that line is packed in super tight. Little double handoff. Clow will give this one back to Rose, who gets his way up to about the 40-yard line. Good for 5, maybe 6 yards. Third and a long, I would say 6, coming up.
Yeah, nice little double handoff, like Nate said right there. And it's so tight when they're in the formation, because they just are so close together. You just can't imagine being able to do that, but they do that so very well. And good carry on. Second down brings up a short third down.
6:10 to go in the second quarter. 22-16 is the score. Unitigo with the ball. 6 minutes to go in the half up there in Sydney. Walton has the ball. Sydney leads 13-12. And here on a third and 5, they try to go to Caden Clow for Unitigo. A sweep from right to left. Looked like he slipped, and so he's going to be short of the first down by about 3 yards. We'll see what Unitigo decides to do with 5:40 to go in the half.
Yeah, this will be interesting, because this could be the first stop on downs, but it looks like the Spartans are coming back to the huddle to call a play and go for it here.
So an interesting call here for Coach McCroney, gambling that his guys can pick up these 3 or 4 yards. We're going to have a timeout taken by Unitigo with 5:25 to go in the second quarter. So we'll step away for 30 seconds. A big fourth down coming up for Unitigo when we come back on WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Fourth down for Unitigo. They're in BG territory at the, well, this is about the 43-yard line, I would say, and they need about 2 or 3 yards to pick up first down. Hotel is going to give it to Connor Griffin. Bounces to the outside. No, it was a QB keeper there for Hotala. He didn't get it, and it's going to be a takeover on downs here for BG. Boy, the BG line came submarining through, but Hotala still had the ball, snuck to the outside, but there was enough coverage back there to hold them from picking up those 3 yards.
That was like a zone read kind of play, and I'll tell you, Hotala did a fantastic job, because the running back got stunned in the backfield. I mean, he absolutely got hammered. And he inked the ball back, and he was able to get some yardage out of it, but not enough for the first down.
5:18 to go in the second quarter. Lots of time for BG to work with as they take over on downs at the Unitigo 44-yard line. So here is Heiser. Can the Spartans defense answer? Hand off to Petrotoni to the left side. He tries to get to the outside edge, cuts back, and he is tackled by the Spartans after a gain of about 2 yards. Coming over off the line, there was John Jordan to make the initial tackle.
John Jordan did a very nice job, because Petrotoni's not easy to tackle in space. I mean, he's got some really good moves, and he made a nice tackle in the open field.
BG 22, Unitigo 16. 4:50 to go in the second quarter, under the lights tonight in Bainbridge. Our last update for Sydney and Walton was under 6 minutes to go in the second quarter, and Sydney was leading 13-12 in that game. Here is Heiser on a second and 8, Terzo's in motion, a sweep from left to right. He cuts it back and has nowhere to go, and he's brought down. Good play there by Unitigo. Let's see who that was on the tackle. It was Sam Cole who came up, just grabbed Terzo by the ankle, brought him down.
Sam Cole did a nice job coming from his linebacker spot and made a really nice tackle after a short gain. Bring up third down and a long seven.
Yeah, this is a big third down now for BG. They're in Unitigo territory. Ball is on the 42 after they took over on downs, but they haven't been able to move it so far on the first two plays of this current drive. Again, BG 22, Unitigo 16. It's been a great first half here tonight in Bainbridge. Thanks for joining us. Here's Heiser again on third and eight. Here's the snap. Drops back, rolls to his right, wants to throw, and throws, and this one is incomplete. Intended receiver was Terzo. Fourth down coming up. And now, Tim, if your head coach is Israel Lormer, do you gamble here?
I'm not sure. I think I'd get rid of the ball right now because, one, you're ahead, and two, there's not a lot of time left in the half.
Unitigo picked a good time for their first stop of the night on defense.
Back-to-back stops.
Yeah.
Each team.
So the defense is starting to settle in. 3:46 to go, second quarter. BG leads 22-16. Our Marabito Energy Products halftime report is coming up. We'll keep you updated on the Sydney and Walton game as well. Sydney currently leading at 13-12 late in the second quarter up in Sydney. BG looks like they're going to go for it here,
yep,
Tim.
It does look like it.
Fourth and eight. I guess they figure if they do a turnover on downs, it's good field position. Heiser flushed out of the pocket, throws complete, and that's going to be to Burns, and I'd say he's about a yard short of a first down, tackled at the 35. It's going to be very close. We'll see what the official is. Yes, the official signal is turnover on downs. Great pass by Heiser. Burns just comes up, maybe a yard or less short.
Yeah, real nice play by Heiser. We're great throw, and the young man just couldn't get the first down yardage, so Unitigo.
I believe it was Mason Brown, on that catch.
Yep, Mason Brown just couldn't quite get the first down yardage, and now Unitigo will take the ball over on their own 35-yard line.
Walton has scored with 3 minutes left in the half to take an 18-13 lead over Sydney with 3:37 to go in the second quarter in that ball game. Unitigo now taking over on downs. Here's Otala, wants to throw, rolls out to his right, complete to Jacob Marshall, good for a first down, across the 45 to the 47, and a flag on the play.
Yeah, I think we're going to have attack on a defenseless player right here because this is the first one that I've seen this year. I knew that they had said that there was going to be huge emphasis on it, and there was a block way in the backfield, and we'll see what happens here. The referees are talking about it right now.
And so we'll see what the call is. Nice catch there by Jacob Marshall on the first pass attempt of the night for Unitigo.
Yeah, what real nice catch, and good finishing off the run. And the last thing I saw was this guy flying through the air. So they're going to get this added on.
Wrong way.
Wait a minute. They're having some issues trying to figure out which way to march it off.
This is a big conference here of the officials. We're told Dylan Jacob with a 2-yard touchdown for Walton was the score there. So again, Walton leads 18-13. And we're told that Walton is having a really good night on the ground, just running the ball at will is what we're told.
And that doesn't surprise me. I mean, they've always had good running backs, and, you know, they do the same thing with that tight formations and turn their back to the line, and running backs going left, running backs going right. Very, very tough to defend.
3.5 to go in the second quarter. BG leads Unitigo 22-16, but this penalty here against Unitigo after they picked up first down has now driven them back deep in their own territory as they go left to right. Ball is on the, I'd say about the 33-yard line, and so this is going to be a first and long, about a first and 12 or 13 to go.
Yep.
Clock is moving down to 3:15 to go before the half. So that negates all that big pass play, all the yardage from that, as they'll hand off here on first down to Connor Griffin. He works his way out to the 40 before he's brought down with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter.
I got to say, that is the hardest 5-yard gain I've seen all night. Connor Griffin just would not be denied. He kept the feet going and got the 5 yards, so it'll bring up second down and five.
2:45 to go, second quarter. Again, BG leading 22-16. Case, you're just joining us. It is Walton 18, Sydney 13, late in the second quarter up there in Sydney. So here is Hotala on a 2nd and 5. Very manageable after that long first down. They'll go to Connor Griffin right up the gut. Good for a first down. Brought down at the 50 there by Garrett Ives, as well as Jacob Heath on the tackle. And another first down for Unitego. Griffin's having a nice night with 2 touchdowns so far. He's running the ball hard.
Griffin was off tackle on the left-hand side, made a cut in the linebacker spots, and come out to the side and got to the second level and got first down yardage at the 50.
And so here is Unitego. Hotala wants to drop back to throw, does across the middle, pass is complete to the 40, dragging his way up to the 35 is Jack Andrews with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Big time completion there for Unitego.
Jack Andrews with a nice little catch and a run after the catch. He was brought down on the play by number 10, Mr. Turzo of BG.
2 minutes to go, second quarter. Again, BG 22, Unitego 16, but the Spartans moving the ball even after that penalty. We'll see what they can do with the clock moving here. The ball is at the BG 36-yard line. Here's Hotala. Will hand off Connor Griffin. No, kept it. Wants to throw. Rolls to his left. Throws, and a flag is out. Pass is incomplete. Intended receiver on the far side for Unitego was Derek Rose.
Yeah, I think we're going to have holding on the Unitego Spartan line here. Yep, and that's the call, so that'll move them back.
And so Unitego just shooting themselves in the foot here with some penalties on this drive late in the second quarter with a minute 44 to go before the halftime break. Again, BG 22 and Unitego 16. Our score up in Sydney is Walton leading Sydney 18-13. And so Sydney came into tonight's game ranked 3rd in New York State among Class D teams by the New York State Sports Writers Poll. Walton was on the honorable mention this week. BG was also on the honorable mention. Unitego not ranked. As BG comes in 3-1, Unitego 2-2. 22-16, BG on top of Unitego as again the Spartans after that penalty push back to the 47-yard line. Hotala wants to throw. Heiser coming on the rush, avoids it, throws it up into the night sky, is intercepted here by Petrotoni. Intended receiver was Derek Rose, but Petrotoni comes down with it at the BG 20. And the Bobcats will take over.
Absolutely perfect defensive position by Petrotoni. Easy interception. And Bobcats will take over with a minute and 36 seconds to go at about their own 20.
22-16, and Petrotoni gets the first takeaway of the night. Nice thrown ball by Hotel. It was one-on-one coverage, and I think Petrotoni just got a better look. He turned around a little bit earlier and was able to get a play on that ball.
He definitely made a good play on it, that's for sure, and that's why they have the ball right now.
And so here is Heiser as BG takes over on their own 19 as they go right to left. A run up the middle for Garrett Ives is good for a first down as he crosses the 30 out to the 32, would not be denied.
No, he definitely wasn't going to be denied. He just kept his feet going forward and got the first down yardage. Now the ball will be just shy of the 35.
What can BG do here with a minute 27 to go in the second quarter? Timeout taken by Unitego. The score is BG 22 and Unitego 16. With a minute 27 to go before the half, we'll see what BG dials up out of the timeout. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. A minute 27 to go, second quarter out of the timeout. BG leads 22-16 over Unitego. We have an update from Sydney. Liam Matthews, another great catch, and Sydney retakes the lead 20-18, I'm told. Ryan Harris finds Liam Matthews again. Here on a 1st and 10, they'll go outside to Turzo. A pass from Heiser out to Turzo, brought down by Caden Clow at the 40-yard line.
Caden Clow with a real nice tackle, otherwise Turzo is running down the left sideline.
2nd and 3 with a minute 10. Clock is becoming the enemy now of the Bobcats. Heiser in the shotgun. BG not afraid to take some chances here late in the half. They're going to throw one across the middle again, looking for Petrattoni. Batted down by Jack Andrews. Good coverage there for Unitigo as they tried to hook up with Petrattoni again with a minute to go.
Real nice coverage, and I'm really, really impressed with the official on that play because he did not throw the flag. That was really just incidental contact. It was a really good no call right there.
22-16 the score with a minute to go before the halftime break. Of course, Tim and I will be back to talk things over. We'll break this game down between BG and Unitigo. We'll talk about Sydney and Walton. A lot of good high school football going on so far tonight. Hand off right up the gut here for BG. We'll see who the ball carrier was. Garrett Ives was the ball carrier, brought down by Sam Cole, who met him right at the line, wrapped him up, and a good job. 48 seconds to go, second quarter. It's going to be a third and three. Clock is moving. BG trying to get the play in as they lead 22-16. Coach Lormer gets it out here to Heiser.
Special play right here.
Yeah, it looked like they dialed up something special here as they might have changed the play. Heiser drops back, throws to his right to Petrattoni. Tries to turn the corner at the 50. Gets the first down just by extra effort across the 50 to the 47.
Okay, this is right the spot where they had the touchdown pass from before. But see what happens here. Nice job by Petrattoni to get the first down yardage.
20 seconds to go in the second quarter. It's 22-16. Here's Heiser with the clock moving. Steps back to the 50, throws across the middle, complete to Hayden Burns. He's dropped there by Jack Andrews at the 30-yard line. That stops the clock with 13 seconds left.
Well, they set the ball. They'll get that going just as soon as they're set. Everybody's got to be on the ball. The clock is running.
Clock's moving. We're down to 10 seconds to go. BG has no timeouts. They're going to have to spike it with 8 seconds to go. And so they'll be, well, they'll pretty much have a chance for one last play here.
Yeah, I think this will be the last play of the half right here. We'll see what Bobcats pull out of their hat on this time.
After this play goes down, I'll tell you how Sydney scored that last touchdown as Sydney now leads 20-18. So here comes BG with 8 seconds to go. They currently lead 22-16, 8 seconds left in the first half, I should say. Maravito Energy Products halftime report coming up. BG taking their time in the huddle. They break the huddle, and we'll see if they have any trickery here. They have Burns as well as Mason Brown split out to the right side, Terzo to the left. Heiser's in the shotgun. Petrattoni's in the backfield as well as Ives. Here comes the rush from Unitigo. Heiser in the backfield, wrapped up. Big-time sack for Unitigo. Austin Gilbertson brings him down with 2 seconds to go.
Yeah, he was trying to run to his left and get away from Gilbertson, but Gilbertson said, no, 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 not on my watch. You're going down.
Wow, big-time play there from Gilbertson. The big fella kept up with Heiser, and Heiser's no slow guy, and brought him down in the backfield.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on. The clock is... Oh, the Bobcats had a timeout.
They did have one time. Okay. I thought they had none left. So they are able to take their last timeout with 2.4 seconds to go. Looking back, that's smart.
Yeah.
You know, spike it, and then if you had a chance for another play, you could save it and use it for this.
Yeah, so, it was a good idea. Just that sack kind of put a little binder on it.
So this will be a third and long, but really with 2.4 seconds, you can run one last play and see if you maybe have a chance to get it into the end zone. We'll see if they decide to throw it deep with 2.4 to go before the halftime break. Heiser's going to drop back. Good protection from the line, has to throw it up. This one is complete to Terzo, but he's brought down and rushed out of bounds. So our halftime score, 22-16, BG on top of Unitigo. We got a great game here, folks, between the Spartans and the Bobcats.
Yeah, we definitely do, and I'm really looking forward to the next 24 minutes when they come back out of the extended 20-minute halftime.
Yes, we'll have a little extended halftime show here, brought to you by Maravito Energy Products as it's homecoming at BG. And here's how Sydney scored their last touchdown. It's almost halftime up in Sydney. Sydney leading Walton 20-18. Sydney punted. Walton took over on their own 20. They fumbled. And the next play, Sydney gets it. Two plays later, Ryan Harris finds a leaping Liam Matthews for the score. Extra point was good. Sydney leads 20-18. And I just got a picture of Liam Matthews going up and catching. And he's got Dylan Jacobs in great position and he just makes a fantastic catch. So you can see here, as I'm showing Tim, it's almost like we got a replay here, Tim.
Yeah, we got a little replay
just,
going on here.
Just very nice coverage and a good catch there by Liam Matthews.
Yeah, he went up and high-pointed the ball, and that's what you got to do, and he's a good receiver.
22-16 is our halftime score here. We'll come back. We'll break things down as BG leads Unitego. We'll get you more updates between Sydney and Walton. It's a great night to be a local sports fan here in the Tri-Town area. So again, BG 22, Unitego 16. We'll be right back. Halftime report coming up on CDO.